The district has four school buildings: MacArthur Early Childhood Center, Lincoln School, Edison School, and the Junior and Senior High School. Superintendent Patrick Toomey says the buildings are in good shape, but he feels the classroom spaces must be reconfigured.
I show pictures of our current day classrooms and pictures from classrooms from 1940, and they don't look much different. And we know enough through research today that that environment, we know there's a much better environment that kids learn in today's world. And so part of this plan is to get those learning spaces to a place where both the teacher and the learner feels more in today's world.
Would it be expensive to remodel or rehabilitate buildings?
Well, it's always, that's always an expensive venture. Again, expensive is in the eye of the beholder. I think as a community first, you have to decide what it is you want. And if you really want 21st century classrooms throughout the district, yes, that would take a considerable amount of money. Now, we've not gone to the depth of bringing in an architect and say, well, you know, we have 140 classrooms. What would that take? But nonetheless, we can begin to have those conversations as a community and really figure out what it is we think we should be providing our kids.
Would we likely be talking millions of dollars?
I think it would be millions because one of the parts of what's in the vision plan right now is I believe we need a middle school facility. Several years ago, our middle school kids were shoehorned into the high school setting. But that happened because of lack of space in Macomb schools. I mean, we're one of the few school districts in West Central Illinois that's actually still growing. And so that facility space issue became to a place at a point in time. I think my oldest son, John, may have been the first class that got moved into that facility. But we know, again, through research that middle school kids have much different needs than high school students. And while I think the Macomb teachers and administration has done a fabulous job with those kids in that setting, there is much of the middle school philosophy they really cannot implement because they're sharing staff, they're sharing space, they're sharing bell schedules, and you just can't keep those two entities of kids separated enough. And so it really affects both programs in a negative way by having them in the same building the way they currently are. So we would really like in our plan in some fashion or another to find another spot for our middle school kids.
So are we talking about a building bond referendum at some point?
We haven't got to that part of the discussion, whether it be a building bond or how that would work. We don't know if we'd build a new building, whether we'd repurpose a current building in town. Again, that's a discussion for the community at large. But it's one that I think at some point we need to have.
You mentioned a moment ago the Macomb District is growing. Has there been any talk of consolidating with neighboring districts, which would, of course, cause the district to grow even larger?
Sure. No serious talks of consolidation amongst neighboring school districts. Now, with that said, there is a group I know that has been meeting and having that discussion about the potential of a countywide school. But the complexities of that is not quite as simple as I think, community members having a discussion. Sometimes it just seems obvious that, well, why don't we just all come together and be a county school and we'll be done with it. But lots of things have to happen before you go on that path.
You have to juggle tax rates, debt.
Yes, and you have to do studies. You have to do a study because – often they find two school districts think it's a good idea to join, and then they have a formal study done. And when the formal study comes back, it says, no, actually, you'll lose more money when you join together because transportation costs will go up and this goes up and that goes up and your tax rates don't match. And so this portion would be losing money in that section. So it's complicated, and that's why you hire professionals to come in and do those studies. And so even when school districts are seriously considering joining together, those studies have to be done first. And so, like I say, I know people in the different communities have been talking about it, But as of today, there are no serious discussions among any of the three school districts in the county right now.
Patrick Toomey is superintendent of the Macomb School District. He says the updated strategic plan is fairly complete. He must now prioritize its goals before the district implements the plan. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.